doing Western riding, trying to get a hold of Western clothes, which are very expensive over there. And trying to get Western saddles, but the ones they make in that country are inferior to what they make in this country. Mm-hmm. And I knew they was doing it because when I was in Italy, all those guys were Gene Autry, and all of them want to be the Caboia and all that. And I knew it was going over big. And people from England come here, and a lot of them, not all of them, but a lot of them say our saddles are much easier to ride than theirs. Although so many, which is natural, say, well, ours are more accustomed to them. They're easier for us, which is natural, you know. Mm-hmm. But anyway, dudes anymore is going to know more than us guys that stay home.
Sad.
I think it's pretty nice because if people want to, are interested in horses and really want to do that, they should learn what we think is kindness to animals and benefit to both of them.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Yeah, so we kind of hate to let go of our secrets and stuff, but then for the animals, side of the thing, with better we can teach people to handle stock, the better it is for everybody, and the more enjoyment they get out of it.
Right. Yes, that's true.
Here comes a lady gourd.
What do you call the place where people are buried after they die?
Skull Orchard.
Anything else?
Up to the plot, I guess. Funeral, the graveyard.
Okay. How about the service they have for the dead?
Memorial service, I guess.
Do they call it anything else?
Well, they got some kind of a name, but I don't know. I was always so disgusted around funerals, I'd get out of there as quick as I could.
How about the box? The box that you're buried in, what is that called?
Well, some of those guys years ago used to smoke cigarettes and say, I'm putting another tomb in another nail in the coffin box.
The people who are, maybe their relatives are the ones who died, and they're dressed in black, you say they are?
Mourners.
Mm-hmm. How about in an old house, sometimes you think that spirits are there?
Oh, that's just other people.
Yeah.
Haunted or something.
Mm-hmm. They're haunted. What do you call those spirits?
Ghosts, I guess. I never could find any, so I don't know what they're.
And if you believe in hell, the person in charge of hell is?
You, if you ain't careful.
I'm going to be careful. But the other person besides me.
Oh, the old horn fella?
Uh-huh.
That's the old devil himself.
Yeah. What are some of the local superstitions around here?
If you get drunk, you're going to have a hell of a headache.
That's the truth, though.
That's about the only one I know.
Okay.
It's good. I don't think people around here are very superstitious.
Yeah. What do you say when you're really tired?
Gee whiz.
How about
I'm pooped out.
Pooped out. How about when you're disgusted, really disgusted?
A little bit on edge, or a little bit mad or something.
And when you're really angry?
I don't know. That girl wrote with me one summer and said, don't you ever get mad? And I said, well, I used to, but I don't anymore. It's too hard to get over it.
That's true. How about when you're really frightened?
Scared. I don't indulge in that very much either.
Good for you. When you're leaving in a hurry, what do you say?
Goodbye.
Goodbye. December 25th, you say what to people?
Oh, Merry Christmas.
How about January 1st?
Happy New Year.
Good. So one page to go. Because you've lived in this state most of your life, you are a what?
Supposed to be a native.
And what do they call the natives of Colorado?